This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has, without explanation, canceled a trip to Germany and is headed for an undisclosed location. This after meeting with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, on the political crisis in Venezuela. After talking on the sidelines of the Arctic Council in Finland, Pompeo said that he and Lavrov would have further conversations, but that he told him the United States wants Russian forces out of Venezuela. Then came the change in travel plans. Journalists with Pompeo have been told they might not be able to report on his destination until he has gotten there and left. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a pardon for a one-time Army Green Beret who was convicted of murdering a suspected al-Qaeda member who was in his charge in Iraq in 2009. First Lieutenant Michael Behenna was paroled in 2014 when his sentence was reduced to 15 years. That parole was scheduled to run until 2024. The Army Times reports Mr. Trump has signed a grant of clemency and a full pardon. Chinese trade negotiators, including economy czar Vice Premier Liu He, will be in Washington this week for more talks aimed at ending the trade war between Beijing and the United States. Discussions are set for Thursday. AP correspondent Joe McDonald on the importance of Liu He's anticipated presence.
The announcement puts to rest concerns that the Vice Premier Liu He might skip the talks as a way of expressing frustration with Trump's surprise announcement. This suggests that President Xi Jinping's government puts the need to end this dispute that has battered Chinese exporters ahead of any need to show toughness in the face of U.S. pressure.
A shadow over the talks, President Trump's threat to increase tariffs from 10% to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports at the end of the week. A United Nations report says a million plant and animal species are at risk of extinction because of human activity, many within decades. The report draws on the work of 450 researchers from dozens of countries and warns the threat in mass extinction is something that has never happened before in human history. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is refusing another request from Congress, this time over the president's tax returns. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin says he will not give the returns to a House panel because its request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose, as Supreme Court precedent requires. Attorney General William Barr missed a deadline to give the special counsel's full unredacted Russia report to another panel, which will vote tomorrow on holding him in contempt of Congress. Both decisions set up legal fights, and Georgetown University's Victoria Nurse, who studies the separation of powers, says things don't usually get to this point.
Because the law is pretty clear that Congress has enormous leeway.
But President Trump has said he will fight all the subpoenas House Democrats throw at his administration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Two Reuters journalists have been freed from prison, included in a blanket amnesty in Myanmar. Wa Lone and Cho So-woo were investigating the massacre of 10 Rohingya by Myanmar police and soldiers at the time of their arrest in 2017. Wa Lone expressed his happiness, relief, and appreciation for the support he had gotten.
Inside, in the prison, and also around the world, people who are wishing to release us. So I would like to say thank you very much for everything. I'm really happy and excited to see my family and my colleagues. And I can't wait to go my newsroom.
Ivan Valdez says everyone at his fishing shop was stunned by the death of a colleague, American Jeremy Brooks. A recent college graduate, Brooks died in Sunday's fiery Russian airliner crash in Moscow. Here's AP's Rita Foley.
22-year-old Jeremy Brooks was a young teenager when Ivan Valdez hired him to work in his fishing shop in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Just everywhere we look, there's a part of him in here.
He talked to KOAT-TV about Jeremy, who had just landed his dream job as a fishing guide in Russia. He was one of 41 people killed Sunday when the plane landed hard at a Moscow airport, catching fire as it touched down. Some of those who escaped the burning plane were carrying luggage, raising concerns that grabbing their bags may have delayed an evacuation, which every second was critical. One survivor wrote on Facebook, "God is their judge." I'm Rita Foley.
The United States has a Navy carrier strike group headed to the Arabian Sea amid unspecified concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American or allied targets. A Defense Department official tells VOA the fleet's arrival will be expedited in order to defend American forces and interests in the region. For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.